Welcome to One Up'em Radio. I'm your host, Ed, with Benny, producer and co-host.
What's up, everybody?
Benny, stuff's going down, news and things.
I know. We got a new wave going on here. We're doing video.
Once again. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're doing video stuff. Fuck, we're ugly. My face is looking good.
I know.
My beard's coming in nice. Welcome back. RIP old beard. Hello, new beard. Now, it's just a shame, dude. It's just all these news is all from Nintendo. Camp Nintendo. That's all we're hearing. That's it.
I told you. The hype train has not left. It has not come into the station. It's still making its world tour.
Yeah, and there's just more things coming out, more releases. Right now, we have the Nintendies. That's what they call them? Nintendies. Okay, they're indie games. Nintendies has to be the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life for them to call and refer their indie games.
They're owning it, though.
Ugh, Nintendies. That's disgusting. Anyway, they put out a bunch of little teasers for bunch of indie games they have coming out on the Switch, starting with, put up the video. Let's watch the video while we talk about it.
Yes, indeed, we can go and do the video this time.
Yeah.
Ah, there we have. Hold
okay.
on.
Okay. Oh, well, we got the graphics. That, you know what? And now you guys who are watching this can watch the video a little bit.
So we're going to start off here with the Mark of the Ninja.
Mark of the Ninja remastered for the Switch. Now, in this trailer, it shows you completely, like, you know, nothing. So if you've played the game before, what was this on? What was this on before? Do you even know?
Never played it.
All right. Well, they show you dick. So work with that. And it comes out in the fall of 2018.
All right. What else are we going to... Nah, these guys who look like they were just about to kiss.
I know, but I had a couple... There was a couple ones that popped out in my head that I dug. I know you dug this next one.
The next one looked awesome because I was about it.
This is the fighting game, that's
it's
why.
It's a fighting game, guys.
Fantasy Strike.
Yeah. I'm waiting for all the fighters to come out because... Like I said, NYC, come see me. I will be out there fighting you on my projector in the streets.
And I'm looking at it, who cares? You know, DBZ, that shit's popping right now. But Switch doesn't have Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Yet.
So this does look like the next best thing. It could be a big thing.
It's something to hold me off until SNK Heroines.
Yeah.
Everyone's looks amazing.
Good point. Well, this comes out summer of 2018. Nindies. That's what they call it. Nindies. No, it's too close to like undies. You know, and come on. Nindies? It's the worst name.
Oh, man. So this is a game that, Ed, you were actually very excited for.
Yes.
It is called Garage.
It's a over-the-top little shooter game with... I guess it's the zombie theme. You just think, you know, Hotline Miami, Mr. Shifty.
Mr. Shifty is the one that came into mind with me.
Enter the Gungeon. There's a bunch of games that are like that now. I love games like this, so you'll find me playing this. If you can find me.
Is it multiplayer?
I don't know. Who knows?
We'll have to find out coming months for the spring.
It didn't look multiplayer, but we'll see. But I was definitely impressed.
What's next on the list?
Pool Panic. This is an Adult Swim game. It looks like a little adventure game where you're a cue ball hitting shit. But the thing is, you are a pool cue that hits the little white ball around. You're playing fucking pool on the on the levels that you're doing an adventure in.
Adult Swim always comes with something.
Yeah,
wild
that's why.
And crazy
that's why I'll give them credit because I'm like, it's Adult Swim. They don't really disappoint on the weirdness.
It looks like
the stuff.
Where's Waldo?
Yeah, I dig it. I really dig it. It's strange. Anyway, coming out next year. Well, this year.
And then the next one was this chicken game.
Oh, Bomb Chicken.
Bomb Chicken.
Bomb Chicken is a straight side scroller game. It looks old school, like an old school retro style. You're a chicken and you lay bombs. You stack them up to get up higher, and you...
Sadly enough, I see this having more playtime than like Bomberman that actually came out for the Switch.
Yeah, Bomb Chicken looks fun because you're just a chicken that lays bombs and then you throw them.
Savage Chicken.
Yeah, it's weird. And just the titles, Bomb Chicken.
I say let's go to the big one. I think this one was pretty crazy.
Lightfall.
First impressions, right. Ed.
First impressions, Celeste, Super Meat Boy.
Limbo.
All mashed up together, and I'm not going to say it can't be a bad thing at all.
I will say this.
Okay, now.
Hold on. I got it right on the dot.
During the little teaser trailer of this, they show all the accolades this game has won. And I see what?
GamesCon. I see GamesCon.
Yeah, but I don't understand
these awards. I've heard of Game Connection Euro.
Title of the Week by Famitsu. Okay.
I think I may have heard that in passing, but at least four or five of them, the last four, I don't think I've ever heard. It feels like, you know, what did you say?
Oh, yeah. Some of these awards is like they were at some con in the middle of Oklahoma somewhere in some hotel, and there was like five people in the conference room, and they won an award, and technically they got that accolade from it. I'm like, that. I don't understand what these things are. But hey, best hardcore game. By Game Connection Europe 2017. Okay.
All those other awards were from 2016 and we're in 18.
Yeah, there's that's how indie games are, dude. They're out for a while just hustling and trying to get
name out there. They put the pressure on them. You want to blast out your awards? I want to see what you got. I'll give it a try.
I'll tell you this. They compiled enough Who Gives a Shit awards to get Nintendo's attention. And they got the game out there on the Switch. So, and I'm hearing from these developers, it costs money to get your games on the Switch.
It does.
So it made it. So
we'll check out a little more gameplay.
And I'm not even going to say again, it's not bad. I love playing games like this.
Stark Beauty from IGN.
So I'm looking for it. Again, it's a side scroll. It looks just like Celeste after just playing it recently. So
I Celeste with Limbo.
Yeah. That's a little darker. You don't see your character too much definition.
They speak a lot in this Nindy about this game.
It's Nindy. Just bury that name. Bury that name.
They speak about it here. We're going to fast forward. This will be spring 2018.
Actually, that's right around the corner, Benny.
Yes, indeed. Oh, and... What's the next highlighter? We'll say the next highlighter is The Messenger.
The Messenger.
Messenger.
Yes.
Is an awesome platformer. It feels like Contra and Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, I think it's exactly what it looks like.
I said you have to throw in maybe a little bit of Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
Like that whole aspect. They do as you can see in the screen, as it changes blue, they go into an 8-bit to a 16-bit. Format, which I think is pretty awesome. They're utilizing that concept and it's working well with the games.
Yeah, I see good things. I see good things coming with this game.
Those are some of our highlights for the games here.
The Nindies. Nindies.
Nindies.
Give me a break. Just say indie games like people. Let's just be people, Nintendo. Yeah, you're on top right now, coming out with all the cool new shit. But let's be people, okay? Nindies, the worst.
So
too cutesy.
But you told me if it ain't cute, it's not Nintendo.
I'm eating my words right now. Eating my words. You know what, Benny? You look at me like I'm some perfect person. I'm not. I make a lot of mistakes. I lose things sometimes.
I actually had to check your ID when you came in here because I couldn't recognize you.
All right, Benny. A couple other things happening in Nintendo. They're releasing. I'm glad like this wasn't leapt into their little Nindy group, but Hyper Light Drifter will be coming to the Switch soon.
I only know Hyper Light Drifter from you speaking about it, a couple other people speaking about it, and his character is also in Brawlout.
Yeah, well, one of my favorite indie games of all time. Let me tell you something about this.
Tell me it. I want to know about it.
It plays like, I told you, it plays like Legend of Zelda, except you could just do so much more. It's just a game made today, like, but it's style like the old school Zelda. And you can shitload of weapons. There's a lot of upgrades. It's, and it's just a beautiful game. And one guy did it. And he did it alone by himself, the developer. He has a rare heart disease. Mm-hmm. And while he was going through his treatment from this rare heart disease he had, he implemented that with the character. Because you see the character sometimes, they'll just have little attacks where he starts limping and he's weak and he's clutching his chest. And that's like, it's some awesome deep shit.
That's a deep, like, yeah, that's awesome.
Hyper Light Drifter, baby.
I will check that out.
Hyper Light Drifter.
I will take that from there.
There's a special edition of that game that when it came out, they made a SNES cart for it. But it wasn't. It didn't work. It was just a model.
It was a show.
Yeah, for sure. And it was like the same color as the character in the game. It's like a sky blue. It was dope. Google that shit. Check it out.
I gotta look at that up. Another game, an old school game.
That's your department. That's your department.
The original Punch-Out is coming to the Nintendo Switch. I don't see why they're bringing this game out. Why don't they just give me Virtual Console?
It's just news, dude. It's like, hey, let's get some backlog shit out there and make big deals.
Give me my virtual console. That's what I want. Nah,
you're not getting it, dude.
I know.
You're getting the original Punch-Out arcade on the Switch. Isn't that exciting? Now, how much would you pay for that?
How much?
Yeah.
Like what? $5 is probably the maximum.
Yeah, right. Nintendo's probably gonna throw you for like probably $15. They're gonna be like, Benny, I want $15 for this old shit. Nope. No?
Look behind you.
Yeah, I know, but you're a rare bird, my friend.
I will play Punch Out just right then and there.
You're a rare bird. All right, let's move away. Let's move for like 5 minutes. Let's just move away from Nintendo. Please.
So we want to stay retro?
Yes.
We'll stay a little retro. Modern retro.
Modern retro.
Ed, take it away.
Atari.
Atari's here.
The Atari VCS is going to come out. I have no idea what it does and what it's going to do. I just know it's going to be like a little mini...
I like the Atari fresh idea. New wood grain.
Looks beautiful.
It's going to have all modern components in it.
Yeah, so is that it? Is it just going to be the little Atari mini version?
I think so, right?
But not so mini?
Bluetooth controllers or no?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That would be ideal.
It's been a while since I actually looked that up.
Yeah, but it was the big deal. It was called the Atari some other shit, and now they just changed it to Atari VCS. Good for them. Probably gonna get it.
What games do you think there's gonna be on there?
A bunch of old stuff you're not gonna enjoy because you don't play them anymore.
VCS. Did they change that from Atari Box?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it was.
Okay. And they're gonna show that off at the GDC 2018.
Yep. And yeah, so all they really showed is those photos. And I do not see a wire on that little console. And they also have regular... Look at that. You see that joystick? What is that? A regular controller for that shit?
Here's an up close. Let's go to Engadget. Show a little something.
Impressive. It's so much better doing the show when it's filmed and we can like show shit. Look at that.
Not just talk shit.
Technology.
Here we go, guys.
They have their own controller, which looks like what? The Xbox controller, because that's the universally most perfect controller you can
get. Negative. Ghost Rider.
I don't see a bunch of PC gamers using PlayStation 4 controllers.
It's because Sony just doesn't like anybody using their stuff.
And I also don't see replicas of it taking over in the PC world.
Don't call it a cum box. What the hell?
Oh, there's a wire on that joystick. There's a
good joystick.
But not on the controller, but that still might do it.
There we go.
Looks good. Looks really good. All right.
This is what I said. Yeah, here we go. And then there we have Ethernet, HDMI, two USBs, three USBs. Yeah. Bunch of mixed things here. All right. That is a damn box.
All right. We'll know more about that later, I guess. Whatevs. Next up.
So something that we've been talking back and forth about, and I was happy enough to get an awesome invite in my email.
How awesome.
Fortnite gave me an email, so now I've joined the ranks of the online play on my mobile device.
Now, is that really a good idea?
It's a great idea.
How is the battery on your phone going to like that?
How many people have like battery packs as a gamer and as someone like who's always out there? Like, I have plenty of charging devices. I'm always kind of ready on the go.
Yeah, but now it's like Fortnite's like, thanks. Now you're getting our players not using consoles?
How about play with people on consoles on the go?
I get that
because
too,
Fortnite but runs everything through their servers. They have dedicated servers on any other platform.
I mean, PUBG is doing it as well. And the funny thing is, the PUBG comparison from PC to phone is garbage. Obviously, because PC can hook it up. So it looks like garbage on mobile. But Fortnite, phones is looking better than the consoles, my friend.
The port is actually really, really good.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
It ran really well. I have an iPhone 7 Plus.
I played it on your little iPhone 7
Plus. As we went to do an adventure.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, so my first impressions of it, it runs well. I haven't been able to add anybody yet. I haven't tried it. I haven't gone through the Epic website to add all my friends in, but I came very close to winning Victory Royale.
Yeah, well, you play that while you drive, so
no, I usually have my...
I fear for your life, sir. I fear for your life.
It's all about survival, isn't it?
I hate Fortnite.
He loves Fortnite. I just sent him an invite, guys.
It's fun. He's going to join me. It's a fun game, but I'm good. I'm good, thank you.
All right. So, Ed.
Back to the evil corporation?
Nah, sort of. There are some things here that are sitting on our desk.
Yes, we took a little trip. You picked up a few things for yourself.
Of course, I always go to the store and never get the one thing I was supposed to go get. I have to go get more. So the first thing I got and I saw was Mugman. If you guys have played Cuphead, I don't have my system to play it, but I play plenty of it when I'm over at Super Cheap Gallery.
I am a big Cuphead fan. I too have little Funko Pop Cuphead and Mugman figures.
Yes.
I picked them up last week because I saw them in a store. And I saw the little red guy, saw the little blue guy. I'm saying, oh, shit.
Bingo, bango. Both of them right in one shot.
Yeah, and that's the first time I ever got any of those.
So I said, oh, man, look, Ed, I can get them too. And then we looked at it and said, wait.
Hey, Cuphead's looking a little funny.
Limited edition. Chase Edition, it's a black and white Cuphead.
Ain't that some bullshit?
Ed was a little upset. He was like, man, I don't have that one.
Yeah.
So it's actually pretty dope.
Open it, buddy. Open it up.
I'm leaving them in there for right now.
Yeah, you should open it.
I don't have a place. I'm definitely not opening that limited one.
Open it.
But as I was waiting, I'm also getting ready for, I got a King Dedede.
Kirby.
I got a King Dedede, which one thing I love to do is open my amiibos on stream. Yeah. It's always fun.
All right.
He's got a lot of weight to him.
Amiibos do have a nice weight to them.
He does.
I like him. Watch it.
Check him out.
Watch it. Let me see this guy. Oh, he does have some good weight. So, So that new Kirby game is not getting them a lot of love.
So the new Kirby game, as I heard, was it's an enjoyable game. It's got a lot of fun.
And it's as long as this episode, you're hearing.
And I heard it is as long as this episode.
It's quite a short game. But
And then there's a giant rat in my room.
There is.
A giant talking rat.
With a stupid hat.
Listen, he's not just Pikachu. He's Detective Pikachu.
You got the Detective Pikachu amiibo is the biggest thing I've ever fucking seen.
Yo, hold on.
This is what an amiibo looks like. And this is big for an amiibo, this guy.
Look at the base. Hold on. Let's, in comparison, give me a second. Up and moving at the time.
All right. It's Benny. I think, where are you going? Let's go
there. Probably one of the biggest amiibos we have.
Yeah.
The Guardian.
Guardian from Zeldies?
From Zeldies. That is crazy. That is ridiculous. This is probably the second biggest amiibo next to, I would say, what do you call it? Mega Yarn Yoshi.
Mega Yarn Yoshi.
Mega Yarn Yoshi.
So, it's good. I mean, keep that little bad boy in the box.
Which one? This one?
Yeah, man. You don't want to fuck around with that shit.
Hell with this.
Oh, come on, man. You even keep some other ones in the boxes.
The rat's coming out. Oh, my God. This is
He's not a rat.
He's a mouse, according to the Pokédex. Oh. Holy crap. This is amazing. This
that
detail
is, way
is
too
amazing.
Oversized. What detail? It's a little round Pikachu. It's not hard to detail that. Am I crazy?
Here you go, guys.
I mean, it's cool. Yeah, it's a good looking thing, but come on. Let's not act like
look how big the base is.
Like fucking Da Vinci sculpted it, dude. Relax. It's not that hard.
Oh, man.
Let me see that, though. Let me see that, though.
Are you really upset that I just opened that?
Yeah, you shouldn't have opened it, dude.
Why not?
Uh-huh. Nah, this does got some good weight to it. I don't know how this is going to translate. You really put this on top of your Switch to try to get shit? It's ridiculous.
It's okay, Ed. You know why?
Why?
Because I got another one.
Oh, goodness. That's right. I forgot. Benny Benz buys two of everything.
Buy two of everything. Because I love opening them up. But since I know that this is a huge amiibo, they're not going to be that many out.
Well, I'll be there, Benny. I'll be there right by your side. And the moment you look down in your luck, I'm going to say, hey, I'll buy this off you. Hey, I'll buy this off you. You need cash? I'll buy this off you. And that's how I'm going to get my sweet deals. I'm playing the waiting game.
No, and me.
Yeah. All right. More things are happening. Let's talk about...
We got big video game events in the works coming up this year.
Yes.
We do. Couple of big events. We got PAX East, which should be pretty... It's at the beginning of April.
We're supposed to go to that.
I wanted to go to that. We tried our hardest.
Get those press passes, dude.
We're going to have to do it for the next one. Definitely have to do for the next one. We should try to get into Comic-Con.
Really?
Let's do it.
Think about it. Really? You want to try to get into Comic-Con? Really?
Hey guys, you want to see us at Comic-Con?
Nah.
Go like and subscribe.
Nah.
Let's force that. Let's force Ed. We'll make him grow his beard out just to shave it again.
You want us to go to Anime NYC a month later where it's more chill and not crazy? Yeah. Do that.
So, but you know which one would make me even happier?
Tres.
E3. So E3 is going to be huge. Huge.
Huge. A lot of announcements. They're hyping a lot of shit up now already.
But
one of the biggest ones is Benny's about to tell you, and I almost vomited in my mouth. In disgust.
Because he's so sick of hearing about Nintendo. But yes, that is current news. These guys need to step up. Because the big dog will be coming to town. They are starting the Super Smash Brothers 4 Switch official tournament and opening of the game.
Let's have an official tournament for a game nobody's played. I hope you practiced. What the fuck? Just come by and let them come by and play the game. You don't have to make a tournament out of it.
They're trying to stir up the crowd, man. They're going to take over.
Yeah, but just let the guys play the game.
Yeah, let me get, what guys?
Any guys and gals, whoever likes the shit.
Listen.
Enthusiasts.
We got some favorites who want to be up there and who want to compete. Like, look at ARMS. When ARMS came out and they got to have a chance with the creator to fight him.
Okay.
And then they all got washed.
I wonder why.
They all got washed.
I wonder why. Hey, you never played this game before. Why don't you battle the creator and see how that goes? Maybe you'll have a shot. Come on, Benny.
I'm ready. I can't wait. I want to see all the new characters, new stages, a lot of different things. You know? And I'm practicing, Ed.
You have practicing how?
I'm practicing on every generation to see where they're gonna pull things from.
Oh,
they may have gotten one from me on that game.
If they do,
that'll never happen.
If they do, they're gonna Mario Kart 8 it, bro. If they Mario, they're gonna Mario Kart 8 it on you.
It's a new game, man. It's not deluxe.
You'll see.
So Ed, I would say the last thing I wanted to talk about, tonight is the final episode of Dragon Ball Super.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Episode 131. We will be bringing an end to the series.
What are your predictions?
There's too many things, and I've been an emotional mess for the last week. There's so many theories. I feel like I want to speak about it, but I don't want to speak about it for people who haven't watched it and spoil them.
Yeah.
But I hope we don't get left with too big of a cliffhanger. I know there's movies already settled. I know there's been a trailer for the new movie to come out.
Oh.
Yes, indeed.
I didn't know about this movie.
So there's a trailer that has Goku, and he's warming up, and he's about to face this glowing, like, green dude who's just bulking up, ready to fight, but you don't really see anything.
What about the mountain?
On the mountain? What do you mean?
The mountain. Cersei's bodyguard.
Cersei's? Oh, the mountain?
Yeah.
He's gonna fight the mountain?
Yeah, you're talking about dragons. This is Game of Thrones, right?
No. Anime. See, and you're not ready for Anime Fest.
I thought...
How are you not ready for Anime Fest?
Guys, that makes sense, because I'm like, Game of Thrones doesn't have a movie coming out.
Dragon Ball Z.
You talk
Z.
about dragons, dude. It's Game of Thrones.
Dragon Ball Z, my friend.
Lannisters and Starks and shit. And Goku's and
Ed Snow.
Androids. Who else is in Game of Dragons?
Game of Dragons?
Game of Dragon Balls. Who else is in that?
Throne Balls.
The little guy. Who's the short one?
The little guy, Krillin?
Yeah, no, Tyrion. Tyrion? Yeah, it's a bunch of little ones.
Yo, we should literally do a mashup.
It's not a mashup, dude. It's a thing. It's a show.
Of who would be who. Like, Krillin as Tyrion. And, like, who would play Gohan? Who would play, like, Piccolo?
That sounds like a great idea.
The mountain. Who would the mountain play?
I don't know. A character.
Would it be like an android? No.
You know more than me, Benny.
I don't know.
Maybe you're the producer, babe.
How about we put that out there? We'll do a little, like, a poll.
That is, yeah, you guys worry about that shit. You guys write it all up and figure it all out. I don't care. I just came up with the idea.
Ed, the master of ideas.
I'm okay with ideas. I'm pretty good with ideas. How about you almost getting arrested like a maniac on the fucking Brooklyn Bridge when I told you specifically, if you're going to go do that, let me know and I'll be there with you. And since you almost got arrested, I thought to myself, oh, thank God he stood me up on that one.
Shout out to the police department here for not arresting me. I went out to film with my OHO projector, and I thought maybe it'd be a nice filming expedition to film on the Brooklyn Bridge. It's kind of frowned upon when you start projecting shit at 2 a.m. on the pillars.
Maniac shit.
You know what the best part was, though?
What?
After you figured out what was it and kind of told him my sad story, he actually, like, checked out the system and checked out the game and actually was very impressed. And he let me film my 30-second video that you can find on the Team 1UP website on That's their IG.
A beautiful story, Benny. Do not put yourself in positions like that, because we don't want you getting arrested. Please. And it's sad to say our founder, Jay, thinks otherwise and encourages this.
He's who I have to do it for. I got to show him that nothing will stop in my way from filming with the OHO.
You can't do that, man. You really got to be careful. And where'd you go after that? You hit up another spot, right?
Actually, it was beforehand. Thank goodness that was the last stop in it. But beforehand, we went to South Street Seaport.
Yeah.
And we filmed on the boats on South Street Seaport.
You were filming yourself playing on that OHO against an old school looking pirate ship, yes. Wooden ship.
On Pier 16.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't get any sweeter than that, man. You found some nice little New York spots.
Played a little ocean horn on a boat.
Oh, look at him. He's tying it all in together.
Ocean horn was fun. You know, yeah. The seagulls were going off, and they were like, are those real seagulls? No, that's just a game.
But NBA 2K on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Knicks versus Nets.
You can't. That's just awesome status, man. That's perfect. That's a perfect game to play
as a young kid on the Brooklyn
Bridge in the middle of the night.
Trying to gain my clout.
There you go. Your clout level like fucking 9, baby. Now, shit.
Trying to get up there. Yeah.
That's why I told you this Benny guy is the real fucking deal.
I will be out there wherever it is. See me this summer. We're gonna battle this summer. We will be battling on the Nintendo Switch.
How's about we're about to end the show, correct?
Yeah.
March 31st, Super Chief Gallery, 8 p.m., 1628 Jefferson Avenue. Team 1UP and presents March Madness Party. That's right, guys. It's a party themed March Madness. We're going to have old school games. We're talking about, Benny, NCAA games you haven't seen in fucking years. We're talking about ones from the late 90s, the early 2000s. They stopped making these after, I think, 09. Because, you can't use little kids' images and put them on games for the NCAA's profit. They gave these kids no money and took their image and likenesses and put them on video games.
How about this?
That's fucked up. But anyway, guys. There you go. That's why they stopped making them. It's up there on the site. They stopped making these games, so... Well, we got a couple of them. We're going to throw them up there. It's also the semifinals for the actual March Madness. I believe it's for the Final Four. That Saturday, we're going to be showing those games live as well. Music, DJs. It's just an art gallery, and it's fun, and that's what
Maybe
we have.
Maybe some few surprises.
Yes, there'll be more things. There'll be round things that bounce and hoops to throw them through. Guaranteed. So, if you got some time, March 31st, come on, March Madness.
March Madness.
Yeah, that's the next one. Should be fun.
Absolutely. Maybe me and you could have another competition, Ed.
Team1UP'em.com. I'll take you on, Benny. I ain't fucking scared. Team1UP'em.com.
You may be tall. I'll dunk it on you.
You can't dunk it on me.
I can't dunk it on you.
You cannot dunk it on me.
You're going to bring the rim down. All right, guys.
So yes.
Always a pleasure.
Yes. Also, again, team1up.com at team1up'em. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at 1up'em Radio. Instagram,
everywhere. Twitter,
Facebook.
Worldwide.
Everywhere. Also at @Ed_Mattis. And also at BX Bentendo.
Yes.
BX Bentendo.
The one and only.
So, You guys keep it reals. See you in the next one.
Later.
Loud noises.